On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I am talking to you today from partly sunny, partly cloudy Seattle here on KKNW AM 1150. You might be listening on the East Coast on WBLQ AM 1230, somewhere across the United States on Cable Radio Network, one of the many stations in Australia, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But I tell you, wherever you're joining us from today, either live or in the archives in a variety of places such as Transformation Talk Radio, iTunes, or ChristineUpchurch.com, you're going to be glad you tuned in because we are going to be illuminating something very important. But before I get into that and our fabulous guest, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
The string between the two cups are... They're pulled tightly for today's show.
Oh, good. I'm so grateful because it's an important conversation
that's why
we're having today.
Got to keep that communication lines ready to go.
Yeah. And it's always nice to see you. And it's
that's the
end of your work week and you're still bright and chipper.
I'm still at it. I'm still doing it. Yeah. And this is the last show of the week. So let's go out with a bang.
That sounds great. And I always appreciate what you do.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
You know, he's a magician over there and behind all these computers and with the keyboards in front of him. And I'm just
smoke and mirrors. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors.
We're not going to tell anybody. You know, I know on the show we talk a lot about our individual personal evolution, and we talk about transformation. And one of the things we've talked about from time to time is the importance of facing the shadow side, exploring our own shadow side, not just focusing on the positive, but looking within to see what's actually motivating us, what's getting in our way. And we don't typically look at this on a more global level. And when you think about the shadow side of our societies, of our world structure, we typically think in terms of things like war and murder and suppression of rights. But, you know, there's another shadow side that's more subtle. And I tell you, our guest today has done a great job illuminating that. And I'm so excited about our conversation. The person I'm talking about today is Dr. Eldon Taylor. And he is an amazing man. He's an award-winning New York Times best-selling author. Get this. He's produced over 300 books and audio video programs. He's the host of a popular syndicated radio show, Provocative Enlightenment. And his most recent works include Choices and Illusions and his very recent one, Gotcha, The Subordination of Free Will. He has earned doctoral degrees in both clinical and pastoral psychology. I love that he's an intellectual nerd, and that's one of my things I love about him. He's also a fellow in the American Psychotherapy Association, and he's a certified master chaplain. For years, he was a practicing criminalist, and he conducted lie detectors and managed investigations. He also did something that was really interesting to me. You know, I'm a former research statistician, so I always appreciate scientific research. He carried out the first ever double-blind study to evaluate the effectiveness of subliminal audio messages in treating anger and hostility within a prison environment back in 1985. He has been featured in films, print, television, radio, and I'm so grateful he's our guest today, Eldon Taylor. Good morning, Eldon.
Good morning. It's indeed my pleasure to join you, Christine. I love what you do.
Oh, thank you. And I love what you do. And I have to tell you, Eldon, you've been on the show before. I love your work. And we're also Facebook friends, and I follow you on Facebook. And I tell you, whenever I see one of your posts, I perk up. It's like, okay, Eldon always has something interesting to say, or you start initiating an interesting discussion about things. And so when I heard that you had this new book out called Gotcha, The Subordination of Free Will, it's like I knew that we had to have a conversation. And I tell you, since I've gotten this book and I've been reading it, I'm in shock. So what motivated you to go this direction and write this book called Gotcha?
You know, I guess the bottom line was, I'm going to digress. I'm going to tell you a story instead of give you one bullet bite there. For years, Christine, as you mentioned in the introduction, I mean, more than 30 years now, I have investigated why people do what they do.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, back in the days that I would be, I mean, my typical day would include conducting a few lie detection examinations, an interrogation or two, or maybe a forensic hypnosis session.
Uh-huh.
I could hear people come in and confess a crime, and they would give all sorts of reasons as to why they did what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to the rational person, they didn't make any sense.
Right.
And yet, at the same time, they were the kinds of stories that were designed to feed the heart, if you will. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
I had a young man one who very fine-looking fellow. He'd been a football player in high school. He was tall. He was well-built. He was very good-looking. He was married, had a new bride, and she was pregnant. They had a baby on the way. He had a management job at a lumberyard, and he was overseeing, the shipping and receiving, if you will, of lumber.
Uh-huh.
We picked him up on a theft of lumber from his employer.
Right.
When he confessed, his story went like this. Well, you know, my boss just doesn't pay us enough. He's really hard to work for. He's kind of unfair. You know, I think I deserve it. I mean, after all, I have a baby coming.
Right.
And, you know,
I
didn't have a room in the house for the baby, so I needed this lumber in order to build a room for our child. So there would be a special area that was their room. You know, I owe that to my wife. I'm a man. I'm supposed to be the purveyor and take care of them and support them. And so I heard, you hear this story and you think, this man just ruined his life.
Right.
Completely. Over a few $100 worth of lumber so he could build a nursery that he felt compelled to build in order to satisfy some need, some psychological need to provide for his family at a level he felt he needed to provide.
Uh-huh.
And all the rationalizations behind his act rolled out in these stories.
Yeah.
Now, you know, when you study psychology, we typically think of the strategies, especially those that Freud outlined, that, you know, become our defense mechanisms, become the way in which we make friends, the way in which we handle our lives. And in most part, you know, that's hide a good deal of ourselves.
Right.
But there is a larger picture here that I began to see, and that picture was how society impacts the development of our psychology.
Uh-huh.
How these outside pressures form ideas in our mind that we try to live up to. Now, I think most people, especially young girls, relate to the idea that, you know, you see all these beautiful models and they look a certain way and they wear a certain size. And, you know, if you don't look like that, well, somehow you're just deficient. And then you're bombarded with all these commercials for the makeup and the hair color and the and so on and so forth. And all of those commercials repeat the deficient message.
Yes.
You know, and we don't see what the model looks like before she's photoshopped or before she, you know, goes through the 3 hours of makeup for the film shoot.
Right.
So we get this unrealistic idea in our mind, and that very often contributes to, you know, creating disease. Anorexia, bulimia is one such instance. All right. But there is a greater issue here, too. And what we fail to see often is how our societal pressures, how the development of our psychology in the chicken coop we call life tends to form our beliefs and how we then act out those beliefs, and how the compensatory strategies that we develop will never, you know, satisfy what our basic needs are, because underlying all of this is the idea that somehow we're deficient, mm-hmm. we're lacking.
So it's fear-based motivation, right, Eldon? It's fear-based motivation.
Say that again. It's what
fear,
kind of motivation?
Fear-based motivation.
Yeah. Well, fear is the, yes, mm-hmm. you're absolutely right. So what I wanted to do with the book was provide a wake-up call, if you will. Uh-huh. I mean, because the bottom line comes down to this. Most people are totally unaware of how much their psychology is manipulated on a 24/7 basis. Mm-hmm. Manipulated not just by the merchants that want to sell you goods, but manipulated by all of the power, whether it's in the government itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the shocking things to me in working on this book was the amount of research our government has been involved in. Looking at how you can control people, how you can manipulate people, and how you can do so surreptitiously, mm-hmm. at some of the technologies that have been developed. And maybe we'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, one of the largest human experiments in history was conducted in San Francisco. And, you know, this is, to me, this is like your first big wake-up call, because we live in a society where we must trust the people empowered to rule our lives. We must trust our government.
Right.
And nobody, you know, nobody wants to believe that, you know, someone in power would do something heinous that, you know, for all intent and purposes, could harm many, many people. But
yes.
back in the 50s, the U.S. military decided to conduct a test to see whether it could spread a biological weapon in a simulated gym warfare attack. And
oh,
so they used the hoses on naval vessels to spray biological material into the fog of San Francisco.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you know, first of all, that is a huge offense against the Nuremberg Code, because it essentially requires that you have voluntary, informed consent before
yes.
you carry out research on your population.
Absolutely.
You know. But okay, so they did this. It was discovered. One person died. Their family was able to prove that they died as a result of this.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the real killer. When they sued in the courts ruled that not only did the government have the right to do that, but they were immune from the lawsuit.
Oh, my goodness.
And that stands to this day. So, you know, when you really start digging down, you discover that, well, let's take this one, our food supply.
Let's hold that thought, Eldon, because we have to go to a quick break. But more in a few moments with Gotcha and some fascinating information you don't want to miss with Dr. Eldon Taylor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health, from facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward. Adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so excited about my conversation today with Dr. Eldon Taylor. His latest book is Gotcha, The Subordination of Free Will. Now, you know, Eldon, before the break, you were talking about this terrible experiment that the government performed on the people of San Francisco back in the 1950s. And you were saying that the government's not accountable. The courts would not hold the government accountable. Now, you know, people think, oh, well, that was way back then before we knew about certain things. And you know, now that we're more sophisticated scientifically. And yet there's still things like that going on and even on more widespread. Can you share with our listeners some examples of that?
Well, sure. And you know, and it is still going on. Don't let anybody ever tell you otherwise. Yeah. And it's not just in a clandestine agencies. You know, we think maybe of the CIA or the NSA. We think of MK Ultra, you know, Project Bluebird and da-da-da-da-da. But without going there, where I wanted to go next was our food supply. Because, you know, for all intent and purposes, we have the FDA. It protects us. We know that the foods that we secure at the local grocery store, they're safe. They're, you know, they've been tested, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Well, the fact of the matter is, GMOs have been in our food supply now for almost 20 years. And when you look at the FDA, indeed, you know, there's been a study, or not a study, but a lawsuit that was brought against the FDA that indeed proved the FDA never met the criteria of the law insofar as testing GMOs for safety.
Right.
So I want you to understand there has never, ever been a safety test that has demonstrated that GMOs are safe for consumption.
Right.
But they're everywhere.
Yeah.
So
And Elder, we're not talking about just like two types of corn that have been created, like put together to create another form of corn. We're talking about things like pesticides built into food.
Well, no, I'm also talking about genetically modified organisms. I'm talking about corn. That's a good case. I'm talking about soybeans.
Uh-huh.
You know, the bottom line is we have cases where farmers have fed genetically modified corn to their cattle.
Uh-huh.
The cattle have died.
Oh, my goodness.
They have proved that... In this instance, it was a company called Syngenta.
Uh-huh.
That Syngenta knew of this. They'd actually done their own research and had cattle die.
Oh,
they hid
no.
the research. Uh-huh. The farmers sued. They successfully won in a European court.
Uh-huh.
But the corn is still on the market. It's still being fed to livestock. And, of course, we're consuming that. So we have, I mean... I don't know if genetically modified foods are essentially underlying some of the uptake that we see in different kinds of diseases, different kinds of conditions, you know, the rise of low T in men, and, you know, the onset of other diseases that we can just see climbing through the roof. And we'll talk maybe about you know, autism and vaccines here in a minute, but...
Right, and also there's things like asthma and food allergies.
Yeah.
Both of which my children have had. I mean, life-threatening food allergies. And when you start to learn more about it, it's like the food allergies and asthma incidence has just been going through the roof. It's been skyrocketing.
They have. But you see, we have multiple factors that are involved here. We have what used to be called conspiracy theory, the so-called chemtrail.
Uh-huh.
NSA admitted a couple of weeks ago that, yes, they do spray the atmosphere with chemicals. So we now know, well, I don't know how much of the conspiracy theory is true, but indeed we are receiving chemicals in our atmosphere, some of which are detrimental and known to be detrimental to human life.
Yeah, and I want to back up here just for a moment because... chemtrails has been so controversial. Even people who are open to all sorts of alternative things can still roll their eyes about chemtrails. And yet, you're saying that they did admit to this. And can you tell us, Eldon, why they're spraying these, you know, this particulate matter into our atmosphere?
Well, you know, one of the things that they're not doing is telling us exactly why they're doing it. Most of it seems to have to do with weather. But it was just recently, like I say, 2 weeks ago, you can Google this, that the NSA admitted that indeed, or I should say NASA admitted that indeed they were spraying chemicals in the air. And I believe that the principal chemical that was being used well, and it's and it slips my mind right this minute. Maybe I can Google it here in a second. But the fact of the matter is, when I wrote Gotcha, what I really hesitated about including the conversation of chemtrails because it is so controversial. But then if you look into the sky and you just use a little bit of common sense, your common sense would say, that trail that goes from horizon to horizon, are you going to tell me that's exhaust?
Yes, and it lasts for a very long time sometimes. And there can be multiple ones. Yes. There's something very off about it. I wholeheartedly agree. So it's you know, the genetically modified organisms.
The stratospheric aerosols that NASA is spraying into the air include a number of different different chemicals, but supposedly it's for geoengineering. The most prolific of all of them is aluminum, and again, they have admitted that they are doing this. So you know, it's no longer a question of are they spraying. Is this just and one of the things that you find or that I found when I did the research, and in the book Gotcha, as you know, I detail every single thing that I say. So here is the citation. Here is the government paper.
Right.
Here's the declassified document. You know, the detail is all there, because what I wanted to do was expose what's really happening and not find myself catering to, you know, some conspiracy theory.
Sure.
So, you know, where chemtrails were concerned, what we had to do was look at what the Academy of Science was saying about geoengineering and why they would do this and what it was that they would spray in the air. And among those chemicals, aluminum is the most prolific of them. So, you know, aluminum, for all intent and purposes, has a very negative effect on the brain when inhaled. And you know, again, you get back to what I'm trying to say here is, if we look at the chemtrail, if we look at what's being sprayed into the atmosphere, if we look at the GMOs, if we look at the vaccines, you know, there's evidence of, there are parents that have taken their children, had a vaccine, taken the child home from the doctor. Within hours, the child has manifest autism.
Wow.
Now, and there are a number of those cases. So, you know, you just because you have a correlation, it doesn't necessarily mean a causation.
Right.
But when you start to try, you know, look at all these things together, and then you look at the, again, the uptake of diseases, the heightened reports of diseases, including, of course, autism, which is estimated to be one in two in the next 20 years. So one in two children, that's
oh,
like unbelievable. When you look at that, you have to say, well, the problem we have now is we could never run a study to determine whether or not GMOs were safe.
Right.
Because there's too many variables.
We can't find
a culture, a society, you know, an area in the United States, at least, where we could isolate a population that hadn't been exposed to too many of these different things in order to be able to properly identify what it is. And maybe it's a combination that's going on.
Sure.
The most important thing is, look, it's going on. We're not being told it's going on. Mm-hmm. Often we're being told it's not.
Yeah.
NSA testifies to Congress on Wednesday of the week, no, we would never record everyone's phone calls. Snowden on Friday releases documents.
Yeah.
On the following Wednesday, well, maybe. And then we learn they're recording all of them.
Yeah, and it is shocking. And yet what you've been teaching us through, you know, what you've been sharing here as well as in your book is we need to question the truth repeatedly. And it's the only thing that's going to empower us to change. We have to go to another quick break, but more with Dr. Eldon Taylor in just a few moments.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Abundance Takes Flight continues for the month of May. If you missed the extraordinary event in person, you will not want to miss this video. Make a donation to ShareWheel via AbundanceTakesFlight.org, that's AbundanceTakesFlight.org, and receive your life-changing video from Lynn M. Brown, 8 Things Directly from the Mouth of Money. You can also view the list of vendors who are gifting 50% off their proceeds to ShareWheel when you mention this ad for the month of May. Ladies, it's time to treat yourself. Join the Women of Wisdom for their annual fundraiser Saturday, June 4th. This is a sacred pampering day for women at North Seattle College. If you are a business and want to be one of our pamperers, we still have space. It's going to be a day to relax and treat yourself. For more information and to get tickets, visit thewowconference.org. That's the WOW conference.org.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, today we are talking about Eldon Taylor's book, Gotcha, The Subordination of Free Will. And gosh, there is so much powerful information in your book and what you share, Eldon. It's kind of terrifying thinking in terms of all that's going on and not knowing what's causing what the effects are. And I'm terrified, Eldon, by this concept of, like, you know, companies will come out with something, or there'll be these genetically modified organisms that are never tested, and people will say, well, it's never been proven to be unsafe. But shouldn't the burden of proof be on showing that something is indeed safe?
Well, the law says it should. The law says that you definitely will do, that is, the FDA will definitely test the foods before they enter our food stream, and they will be demonstrated scientifically to be, you know, safe. Uh-huh. And of course, the problem is, you know, well, you know, during the break, there was a bit of a mea culpa that I shared with you. Let me share it with your audience.
Okay.
Because you're a scientist. You were working on your PhD when you learned you had cancer, and you cured yourself of that.
Right.
An amazing story that everybody should be familiar with. I assume your listeners are familiar with. I think it's a very inspirational story.
Thank you.
But here's the bottom line. You're a scientist. I'm a scientist. Mm-hmm. We both looked at statistics. We both looked at, you know, cheese and ANOVAs and the language of mathematics and statistically meaningful this, that, and the other. And so we tend to rely on science.
Right.
Okay. So science comes along, and sometimes, you know, there are disagreements. There have been great disagreements over vaccines for a very, very long time.
Right.
I remember, you know, The CDC quietly admitted that SV40, the simian virus, had tainted polio vaccines, which the CDC estimates were administered to between 10 and 30 million Americans, between 1955 and 1963.
Right.
Okay. Well, look, we were all told this was a very safe vaccine.
Yes.
But when you're familiar that there has been these controversies, well, with my own children, my wife and I decided we'll delay on the vaccines. We'll let them get a little older.
Uh-huh.
You know, we live in the country, a ranch. We're not going to rush them in and do this. And I think in 2020 hindsight, that was the right decision for me.
Right.
However, at the same time, our oldest son, who seemed to be having a bit of difficulty, either wasn't getting enough of mama's milk or wasn't reacting the best to it, we decided to rely on science, and we would get soy milk, a very, you know, special soy milk that was, you know, this was the perfect food. This is 22 years ago.
Yeah, it was the latest and greatest.
It was what you paid extra monies for it, and you sometimes had to hunt it down, and, you know. And so our son nursed on soy milk from the time he was about, 5 or 6 months old until maybe about 18 months of age, okay?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, then today we learn what soy milk is. And the problem is, you know, we didn't know this at the time. We suddenly have men who are complaining about enlarged breasts, about low T. We begin to look into it, and we see, well, it's associated with a stunted growth. There are many negative factors to soy.
Yeah, yeah, and it depends on what form of soy.
And I look at my own son today, my eldest son. I'm 6 foot. Uh-huh. My youngest son is 6'1". My eldest son is 5'4". And every time I hug my son, I think with great guilt about that soy milk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there you are, you know. I think one of the reasons that it's so important that we become informed about these things is so that we don't just rush up, guppying up to whatever, you know, so-called science has told us.
Right,
that we do investigate these things, and we look at them sideways and backwards, you know, because as we see, you know, if you're one of those parents, you took your child in and you got that vaccine and you went home that afternoon and 2 hours later they were autistic, you would never, ever, ever forgive yourself.
Right. And you know, Eldon, I think that, you know, you're talking about making choices that might have been less than favorable based on scientific research. But I think what a lot of people do is far worse. They don't bother to look into the research. They say, well, this is what I'm supposed to do, such as the vaccination. This is what, you know, all these vaccinations I'm supposed to give them. It's what's in the best interest of my children. It's what's in the best interest of society as a whole. And they don't bother looking at the scientific evidence. So it's, yeah, you're right. We need to be really looking hard and taking responsibility for our lives.
You know, and unfortunately, we, you know, we're consumers of media, and and we grab these sound bites, you know. So we hear that, you know, genetically modified organisms, we're going to be able to grow more food, we're going to be able to feed more people, and without that, you know, and the population rise, it's critical that we do it, and it's safe. The FDA has approved it.
Right.
Well, it's true. The FDA has approved it, but they never studied it.
Yeah.
We don't hear that from mainstream media.
Yes.
That's not something we get. So we walk away, and we have this soundbite on our head. And somebody says, you know, I think you want to be careful about, you know, the soy that you might feed your child, or, you know, watch the amount of corn. And there are a number of other foods that should be watched on this list.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, what are you, some kind of a conspiracy now? You got a tinfoil hat on your head?
Yeah.
You know, the way we reason, let me give you an example, if I may.
Sure.
You know, we haven't discussed the psychology of all of this, and it really, I mean, billions of dollars have been spent on plumbing our unconscious mind. But understanding that, because I do this research, it's not uncommon for me to be watching a couple of different networks simultaneously in the morning. Uh-huh. So on one morning, I've got a very conservative network on the other one, I have a very liberal network, and I'm watching them, you know, basically cover the same news in uh-huh. through a different lens,
right,
all right?
Right, spinning it a different way, yes.
Yeah, completely. And they frame the stories differently. And, you know, the irony to that is we as consumers want to hear what we want to hear. We don't want to hear somebody tell us something we don't want to hear.
You're right,
so if I am really liberal, there's no way in ever you're going to get me to listen to Fox.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm really conservative, MSNBC, you've got to be kidding.
Right.
You see? So, okay, the same morning, we're having a survey. It happens to be the same survey on both networks
uh-huh.
over the same issue. And on the one network we hear, should poor taxpayers be forced to pay for rich kids to go to private school?
Uh-huh.
And on the other network we hear, should poor taxpayers be forced to work two jobs in order to pay to put their children in schools that work?
Uh-huh.
Okay? The right. argument on one is the public school system is failing. We need school vouchers. The argument on the other is school vouchers are for rich kids.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, if I happen to be liberal, I am going to hear the rich kids bit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, no way is my tax dollar going to, you know, come on, get out of my face.
Uh-huh.
And I'll take that soundbite. I'll go to work. I'll be at the drinking fountain. I will argue from that soundbite. It will be what I vote on. And vice versa.
Right.
But what I won't typically do is get on my computer, as easy as that is, and Google it.
Uh-huh.
Or go to the library. Who uses school vouchers? Where does the money come from? Mm-hmm. How do they impact public education? Where are they used in the world? Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, we just trust
they don't investigate
it. Yeah, we just trust what's been presented to us through this the spin of the media.
Exactly right. So given that, most people in America have become totally misinformed, not just uninformed,
uh-huh.
misinformed about the real issues that this country faces.
And that's an important distinction, Eldon. I think that that's more terrifying, because if you're uninformed and you hear about something, you think, okay, I don't know about this. I need to investigate and learn more. But if you're misinformed, then you sort of, you know, continue moving forward having that perspective and not changing it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I'll tell you what misinformation will do for you.
What's that?
In 1949, we had a Nobel Prize winner, okay? His name was Antonio Moniz, and he won the Nobel Prize for solving a great medical problem. And he taught many, many doctors in this country to do it. And John F. Kennedy's sister's daughter actually had this process. So we know it was largely accepted, broadly, you know, applauded as the perfect solution, the frontal lobotomy.
Oh, my God.
Now, today we look at that and say, are you kidding me?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Terrifying.
That's what misinformation will do for you.
Yeah. We have to go to another quick break. More in just a few moments.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear. Fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. You know, we're having a conversation today with Eldon Taylor, wonderful New York Times bestselling author, and author of his latest book is Gotcha, The Subordination of Free Will. This hour is flying by, Eldon. Before we risk like having to jump out of the show at the end, I want you to share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Well, sure. The best way is my website. You just go to eldontaylor.com. There you can connect with me directly. You can learn about my radio show. You can learn about the books and other materials that are available. I've got a blog that's posted there.
Yeah, I love your blog.
I post a blog every week. Thank you very much. Yeah. And we do news articles and other things. But that's Eldon, E-L-D-O-N, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, EldonTaylor.com.
Thank you. The radio show is Provocative Enlightenment. And
it's right here
syndicated.
On KKNW.
You're on KKNW. Yeah. Yes. You're a KKNW pal.
1 o'clock on Wednesday. Come catch the show.
Yeah. So, you know, Eldon, it's kind of overwhelming when we think about all the power that we don't have in terms of having clear sort of emotions and thought and clarity of information in order to make choices. Having the freedom, the free will to choose what we put into our bodies. We've also got issues with privacy, too, though. And I'm so grateful that Snowden sort of brought this to light.
In what ways are we being
watched?
Well, you know, the answer to that is in almost every way. I mean, there's a hot case in California right now. The FBI decided that they wanted to hang microphones, you know, on the steps of the courthouse, in the bus stops, behind the light switch here, in the vent there, and all without warrant in public places.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, after all, you're in a public place, so according to the Bureau and their defense to the court, you don't have the expectation of a private conversation.
Oh.
Okay? Because you're in a public place, all right?
My goodness.
Okay. Well, we know about, the telephone taps, your cell companies. And in case you didn't know this, if you got a little flashlight app, and almost everybody has a flashlight app on their telephone, that flashlight app tracks you, tracks everything you do.
What? Where
you go, tracks you, sure. Just Google it. Every flashlight app out there that has any strength to it, well, I should say every, because there are two that don't, and I have one of those too. But Google it, and you will discover that these flashlight apps actually had to tell the FTC, the FTC, they admitted that they did it, and then they agreed to settle the thing by including in their document that you sign, you know, I agree, that nobody ever reads, that they do indeed track you.
Oh,
and
dear.
So it's in there, but nobody reads it. They just click agree, and off they go with their new flashlight, and, you know, they're being monitored. They put video cameras in schools. There's one case where the video cameras were actually installed in the restroom. Boys and girls restrooms, so they could watch students in the restroom. I'd like to know what pervert was assigned to do that.
Yes,
but,
really.
You know, no. But, you know, the whole bottom line to me is everything we've talked about up till now has been things. Mm-hmm. It's been all these little things out there. The real gotcha is in our psychology. You know, we're actually trained to think in certain ways, to behave in certain ways. We go to school, and we think we're there to be educated. Well, you're not. You're there to be socialized.
Right.
Everybody knows that knows anything about education. I mean, it was founded on an 1812 Prussian model for the purpose of socializing. Edward Bernays, consultant to two presidents, you know, probably most people give him, you know, credit for overthrowing the so-called Banana Republic, the father of modern propaganda, the father of modern what we call neuromarketing today, but it was in those days scientific marketing, argues openly in his books and in his works that it's the duty of the elite to orchestrate the masses in order to maintain a cohesive society.
Mm-hmm.
So your child goes to school, first grade, you know, or kindergarten, they've got their pencils and their crayons, they're all excited, you know, this is their first day. And the first thing the teacher says is, okay, kids, bring all of your pencils and crayons up here and put them in this basket, and then we'll all be able to share.
Uh-huh.
What's the message in that? Huh? Okay.
So tell me what the message is.
Well, that's very definitely a social message, isn't it?
Yeah.
We are going to share and share alike. We don't care that you went out and picked out your very favorite pencils, chose your crayon set, or have your own pencil box.
Right.
We don't care about personal property. We want you to share and share alike. Do we see that reflected?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course we do. You know, I detail in the book a meeting that took place in the 50s, a Communist Party meeting the agenda. And the agenda was to break down the nature of the American population, break down the culture. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
And there were three ways they were going to do that. The first one was, let's break down the family, the nuclear family. You know, if we get families separated, living in distant places, how will we go about this? And they laid out a tactical plan for breaking down the nuclear family.
Oh,
and that will break down also the communities. And, you know, one of the things that we saw right after that was a whole trend in pop psychology telling everybody how good divorce was. Look, if you're not getting along, you know, you're better to leave. Your children will do better, you know, raised in a home of love than under two parents that don't like one another, you see. So, and divorce rates went through the roof. The second one was debt. We need to get everybody in debt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just as of this morning, we have the highest personal debt on credit cards in the history of this country.
Terrifying.
As of today.
Yeah.
Well, look, a friend of mine once, a very powerful moneyed person, said to me, Eldon, here's the power in debt. If I come to your home and I say, I want to take your house because I just like this ranch of yours, get out, you'll fight me.
Right.
But if I come to your home with a piece of paper and I say, you know, look, I'm sorry, you didn't pay your bill, you're going to have to leave, I'm evicting you, you'll drop your head in shame and walk away.
It's insidious.
You know?
And you know, Eldon, this hour has flown by. I always enjoy my conversations with you. Thank you for doing what you're doing here. I encourage people to read this book. It's a very powerful book. It's very illuminating. Gotcha, the Subordination of Free Will. Also, if you're on Facebook, I would encourage you to follow Eldon because he brings up some fascinating issues and opens up a conversation that you probably won't get elsewhere. Eldon, thank you so much for joining us here today and for doing what you're doing.
Indeed, my pleasure. Thank you. Okay. You keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, thank you. I plan on it. And those of you who are listening in on your paths, keep doing what you're doing as well. I appreciate you, and I will talk to you soon.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.